This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, June 17th, 2019. Make sure you're following the show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. Today, we have a very special guest. Francie Maupin, known professionally as Miss Diva Curves, is a plus-size model, designer, and digital influencer based in Atlanta. Francie is the founder and CEO of the plus-size fashion brand, the Diva Curves Collection, launched in 2014, which includes the popular Swim Thick swimwear. The same year, she launched the Curves Calendar, which features curvaceous plus-size models. Francie continues to set trends and inspire plus-size women all over the world to love the skin they are in. Her motto, "Your body is yours, own it." Her annual Swim Thick pool party is set for August 17th in Atlanta, hosted by Fat Man Scoop. And let's welcome Francie to the show. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Shanice. How are you?
I'm good. Now, am I pronouncing your name correctly?
You are actually pronouncing my name perfect.
Okay, I was nervous, so good. So how are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. I'm very busy. This has been quite a busy summer for me already, but blessed.
Well, good. Well, thank you for joining me, and let's start from the beginning of your journey. So tell me about growing up in Phoenix, Arizona. I see you began modeling at the age of 5. Now, was that something you had an interest in the young age, or something your mom pushed you into?
Yes, and I was actually born in Phoenix, but most of my life I was actually raised in Atlanta. I started at five years old because my grandmother in the South on my mom's side, she owns a hair salon, which she still does. And they had fashion shows with a lot of hair shows that included kids. And, of course, I just had to put myself in there, and I loved it. We would do runway shows with the different hairstyles. With me being a kid, of course, the different children hairstyles. And from there, I just took an interest in fashion and beauty.
Now, I'm assuming since you were always in the spotlight, you didn't really have a problem with self-esteem growing up.
No, I did not. I actually, you know, I encountered a lot of bullying as a kid from a young age because I was always tall for my height. So I'm 5'10", but to be honest with you, from the beginning in kindergarten, you know, I was always taller than all of the children, including the boys. And you guys know how that can be, you know, with people teasing you. So it was not only weight, but it was height. But for some reason, you know, it just never did anything to me. Like, I honestly didn't even start looking at the fact that, you know, me being a heavier or a chunky girl was just something out of the norm, because that's just not how I was raised. Like, you know, I was told by my mom all the time, you know, you're beautiful, but weight never was a thing that was just brought up to be a bad thing. So when I received backlash or I received, you know, the teasing or whatever, it never bothered me. I never went home crying or anything. I would tell my mom, and she would just be like, you know, well, stand up for yourself because you're beautiful and you are who you are. So it just never affected me.
That's awesome. So even though you started in entertainment at a young age, you still decided to pursue your career on a collegiate level. You have a BS in psychology and a master's in clinical mental health counseling. Now, did you ever have a 9-to-5 job, and do you still work in that field?
Yes, I've always had a 9-to-5. I started working at the age of 15. I currently don't have a 9-to-5. I stopped working my 9-to-5 3 years ago. It was a struggle to make that decision on whether I wanted to go, you know, full on with just working for my business. But, you know, I've been blessed where the being an influencer and getting campaigns booked and getting my clothing line out there, it just became overwhelming with working my 9-to-5. So, you know, I'm grateful for the time that I was able to work, and I actually sponsored my business and my lunch. Like, that was my investment. My 9-to-5 was my investment in my business, and I put away my checks. And from there, I was able to get my photo shoots. I was able to get my fabric for my designs. I was able to travel, you know, if needed for photo shoots. And 3 years ago, I just kind of decided, it was actually December of 2016, that was going to be my last run. I just had no interest. But of course, you know, my mom, my dad, all of my aunts, my entire family, they're all educators or a doctor. They're just in the higher field. So I wanted to know, you know, how would they look at me if I said, oh, you know, I just want to be an entrepreneur. So that, like, played a major part in me being so skeptical. But to be honest with you, it was overwhelming. And fashion is something I love, and I just decided to go full on with it.
And do you think you would have had a hard time being in a corporate environment with your sexy persona as a model? You think that would have been a conflict or difficult to deal with?
And that was one of the things that would come up with me. You know, I would have conversation with my friends who were also, you know, in their corporate jobs, and I would say, girl, these people are, like, recognizing me, and, you know, I model swimsuits. So it's like, when you're plus size, it's different from, oh, a Tyra Banks being noticed as being a model. When you're plus size, sometimes, you know, I'm hippie, I'm curvy, and sometimes they notice that as more so being, like, an urban model or a video model, and they may take that the wrong way. So, of course, I just became concerned, being that I deal with clients, especially being a therapist, that would, you know, look at me differently or find me online or maybe see me in a magazine or something and say, hey, you know, that's my therapist. And, you know, I have very conflicting thoughts about that. And that's another role that played another role in me making the decision to completely just leave the corporate office.
So when you decided that I definitely want to model, this is something I'm passionate about, what were your biggest obstacles in getting into modeling? Because you have a different shape than the models that are on the modeling boards by the agencies.
Right. And that was one of the things that, you know, I was a little skeptical about, is because the models that are at the top agencies, like Wilhelmina, Ford models, they're all like a size 14, 16 and below. And I'm a solid 20. So with that, you know, and I'm also very curvier. I'm more heavy at the bottom. And I don't see that. You know, they typically like just straight sizes, you know, maybe a little curved, but not as curvy as mine. And, you know, I noticed that they don't sign a lot of models my size. Also, a lot of models with, you know, I'm a minority too. So it was kind of like a double downfall for me. So what I did was, I don't give up on anything that I want to do. I continue to, like, pursue all of my passions and all of my dreams. So I set aside and I'm just like, you know what? I continue to work with my brand and for my clothing line. My models are a size 18 and up, you know, create your own lane. But that was something that I was just a little, you know, nervous about because I don't see it. And to be honest with you, a lot of brands reach out to me being a size 20 because you have to create your own lane and someone will notice you. And that is where I am today.
So mainstream modeling is very conservative. As you mentioned earlier, when you do something outside of the conservative box, they want to place you in the urban market or glamour modeling. So when you decided to create a platform for yourself, did you want to fill the void in the plus size industry with more sexier images, or is it just what stuck and that was the most popular thing you were doing?
Well, to be honest with you, I've done some lingerie shoots and I do swimsuit shoots, but I never considered it to be outside of the norm. I just considered the size to be outside of the norm. Models of size 4, size 10, size 14, you know, they've all been doing lingerie and swimsuit shoots since the beginning of time. But when you get a curvier model that's maybe like a size 18 and up, like you said, that's when you're placed into this category where it's like, oh, it's more urban, it's more sexy. And the term that they use that I absolutely just don't like and don't associate with is BBW. And that places you in this category that, to me, is more so on the porn side. And
right.
You know, unfortunately, the size 18 and up, we get that backlash. If we were to go and do, you know, a sexy but classy shoot in lingerie or sexy but classy shoot in swimwear, that is the backlash we receive. And to be honest with you, you just have to make sure that you have a great photographer. You have to really invest in your brand so that it does not come off as porn, or it doesn't come off as, oh, she's just an urban model.
Right. So what was your vision for launching the Curves calendar? Was that the first project that you launched before everything else?
Yes, the first project that I came out with before the clothing line, and that was actually, it was 2014, but I began working on it in 2013 because it launched January 2014, was the Curves calendar. And my vision for that was, hey, we don't have magazines or we don't have calendars that's out there with strictly plus size beautiful women. Like, we don't have anything that's just dedicated to that where we see that, you know, we see Sports Illustrated and, you know, there are plenty other calendars that we can go on and on, but they're all, you know, smaller size. And when I was in college, I would go to these castings with my model friends that were always, you know, a size like 2 to 6. And I would go with them because I was interested in just seeing, you know, how do they cast? If they say she's a model, then they weren't looking for anything in particular, so I would show up too. And, of course, you know, they would always choose the smaller models, but I just didn't see us represented in that type of way in a calendar. So what I did was I started in Atlanta because that's where I was residing, and I said, let's have a Curves of Atlanta calendar where you get the most beautiful women for 12 months that are plus size and showcase them. Well, I had like this huge outreach with people saying, you know, you need to make a Detroit calendar, you need to make a Cali calendar, you need to do this. And I say, you know what, that will be a bit much. So in 2015 and from there on, I created the calendar where I have a casting every year from girls from all over, and it's now international, where we choose the top 11 girls to go inside of the calendar that are plus size. And, you know, we're able to showcase the different figures and different ethnicities of plus size beauty. And it really just took off. It really did.
So with that, you created a very successful brand and you have a very large following. But do you ever feel that some people in the plus industry throw shade at you or try to discredit you because of your sexy image?
I mean, of course, especially when I first began, I really wasn't looking too deep into the plus size industry. You know, I didn't study my bloggers. I didn't study a lot of plus size brands. I only cared about modeling. And to be honest with you, not until like maybe 2015 is when I was able to started going to the plus size fashion shows and, you know, meeting bloggers and meeting other plus size models and they're always like, oh, you're so sexy. But to be honest, very honest with you, Shanice, I don't consider myself a sexy brand. I literally just consider myself a plus size model and a plus size brand, because even, you know, bloggers who may not show themselves as much in swimsuits or lingerie, you know, every now and then they post with swimwear, or they'll take a nice sexy photo in lingerie, but of course they don't get as much backlash because maybe they're smaller. And there are brands, you know, that when I first began, they wouldn't even look my way. You know, they wouldn't acknowledge who I was. Or even in the plus size industry as a whole, there's, you know, I feel like there's a divide. It's always, as I can see, there are people who group up based off of their body shape. There are, you know, plus size people in the industry with that are, you know, heavy at the top, small at the bottom, and then they get looked upon like, oh, ew, you know, or they're just, you know, sexy. That's all they can be, you know. Or I'll see people in the plus size industry that will group up, and they're like, you know, maybe they're heavier at the top and smaller at the bottom. So we still have that divide. And to be very honest with you, when I first started even taking a look into the plus size industry and learning what the different type of bloggers and brands were, a lot of them, you know, wouldn't acknowledge me, but now they do.
Mm-hmm. So success is the biggest thing to get people's attention.
I think so. I think when you start having events, and come to your event, but your events are very successful, and your clothing line is very successful, and your calendar, you're having events for your calendar, and a lot of, you're getting a lot of hype off of your brand, then people become interested. And these are the same people who kind of frowned upon you when you first started.
Right, and then they want to jump on the bandwagon.
Right, right. And that, I think that happens in any industry, you know, when they see someone climbing or they can see your potential. And that's why I love to deal with people who saw my potential from the beginning. You know, they're like, I'm with your brand. I see your vision. You know, I want to work with you.
Do you think your background in mental health has been beneficial with you dealing with social media and the industry?
I think it's been 100% beneficial. I mean, me, I'm an influencer, and, you know, I mostly inspire plus-size women all over the world to just love themselves for who they are. So when I meet them in person, you know, it's just like, it's so easy to interact. And I don't like to call them fans, but I love to call them supporters. It's so easy to interact with them because some people come to my events and they're, you know, it's their first time wearing a bikini, or, you know, their first time just wanting to be out at an event and they feel comfortable. And it's so easy for me to engage and have conversations with them because, you know, overall, working in the mental health industry, you know, I'm having one-on-one conversations with whatever the issue is. And it could be, oh, I have low self-esteem. So just being able to uplift and empower, that really just comes easy for me, you know, without even a thought.
Now, besides your calendar, you have other projects. And one of them you just launched is your latest collection, the Diva Curves Collection Swim 29 Swim Thick Collection. Now, tell us about that.
Yes. The Diva Curves collection, I launched it in August of 2014. And Shanice, to be very honest with you, it was originally only going to be swimsuits. And of October of 2014, I decided, you know what, don't be scared. You know, you've always wanted to design, you've always sketched, and I launched my dresses. So that became really popular as well. Well, Swim Thick, as I'm, you know, learning over the years what works for my brand, my swimsuits are my favorite to design. And I just recently launched the latest collection, the 2019 Swim Thick collection, which really took off. It actually recently just, you know, got recognition in Essence magazine. So I'm grateful for that. But yeah, it just Essence. And, you know, my stepmom called me and I had friends calling me saying, you know, congratulations on Essence. And I had no idea what they were talking about. And I saw all these people like reposting. So I saw it and I immediately called my mom. I'm like, Mom, Slim Thick is on Essence. And I was really excited about that because I've been featured in magazines before, but, you know, nothing as high as Essence. I've always loved Essence since I was a kid. So I'm just really honored. The latest collection has been so hot. And, you know, the little backstory behind that was I'm doing some rebranding where eventually I'm most likely going to go into only swimsuits and, you know, continue on with the Slim Thick brand. And this just gave me confirmation, like, girl, you know, this is it, you know, Slim Thick, this swimsuit, this is your niche, you know. And I'm just really excited about what the future holds for Slim Thick. I really am.
Now, are your swimsuits and clothing especially designed for pear-shaped bodies or to someone like me that's an apple shape wear your clothing?
Anyone can wear my designs, whether you're pear-shaped, whether you're apple-shaped. Anybody, if you wear a size as low as a 10 or if you even go up to a 4X, that is Slim Thick. We represent, you know, sizes and designs for all. And I think that is one of the stigmas attached to my brand is because I guess they see the models and they automatically assume, like, oh, all of them are pear-shaped. But I'm going to give you, like, a little insight. I think that's hilarious because all of the models are so different shape. But I think it's the angles of the pictures because literally not all of the models are pear-shaped. And I've been asked that question before, like, can apple shapes or person with a bigger top, can we wear this? And I'm like, it's designed for all. And we go up to a 4X, and sometimes if you need custom, we do custom designs based off your measurements.
Nice. And so you have an event coming up, the Swim Thick Pool Party, hosted by Fat Man Scoop. Now tell us about this event coming up.
Yes, I'm so excited. So the Swim Thick Pool Party is the actual anniversary. It's the official anniversary party for the Diva Curves collection, which is my clothing line. In 2016, that was my 2-year anniversary, and I wanted to do something different. You know, my first year, I had dinner with my closest friends and models or anybody who's worked with the brands, and it was nice. It was cute, but it was a little boring. And the second year, I said, let's do something different. You know, I love swimsuits. I love parties. Let's have a pool party. Well, what are we going to call the pool party? Well, that's easy. The name of your swimsuits are called Swim Thick, the Swim Thick collection. And that is where that came about. So that was the first year in 2016, the second year anniversary. We had about 75 people to come. I would say at most 75 people. And I was so shocked that people were flying in from different places. And it's based in Atlanta every year, but we were like, people are buying tickets to come to the pool party? Okay, that's cool. And then the following year, which was the 3rd year anniversary, we had like 200 people. And it's only grown from there. This year, our tickets went on sale in February, and we sold out within less than a month of 400 people coming in from all over. And the furthest person flying in is coming from, I think, London or Paris. And this is a lot. It's grown to be really, really big. And, you know, this year is hosted by Fat Man Scoop. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he's a celebrity host, DJ.
Yes, of course
from New
I'm
York.
Familiar with him.
Yes. He's coming from New York, and I mean, I'm so excited. We added a special guest this year, a special host, you know, with so many people. We're expecting over 500 guests. So, you know, Swim Thick Pool Party has really taken off where it has officially, you know, become another part of my brand. separate from, you know, the clothing line, separate from the calendar, separate from, you know, being an influencer. So it is a lot. But again, you know, I'm truly blessed and appreciative.
And so the Swim Thick Pool Party is actually a weekend of events because you have a lingerie party the following day, right?
Yes. We added the official lingerie black tie affair the following day. That party is usually in December once we release our new models for the calendar. We have a calendar release party, and that's always been the official party. But we changed it up because it's in December. It's usually cold outside, and the flights get delayed, and we deal with weather. And most of our attendees for the pool party are here that weekend, so we added it. You know, a lot of people gave recommendations last year to add more events to the weekend because so many people fly in. And we took that into consideration, and we're having, you know, the lingerie black tie affair on the same weekend as the pool party. So the guests are really excited about that.
Nice. So is that sold out too?
That one is not sold out. However, it is halfway sold out. And, of course, my team is on me because they're like, Francie, you need to put more advertising out there for the lingerie party because now we're finished, you know, with our tickets for the pool party. And a lot of people are still just not aware of the second party. So that one's halfway sold out, and we're working on finalizing the advertisement for it, and I have no doubt in my mind that by August 1st, those tickets will be gone.
Nice. Well, congratulations on that. So what is the ultimate goal with your career and brand?
Right now, you know, I'm really pushing my clothing line. I would love to see it in stores soon. I'm not quite sure what store. A lot of people ask me, you know, do I plan on opening up a store for the Diva Curves collection? I just honestly don't have it on my radar right now, but if I could get my designs, you know, sold in store, maybe on a higher store, like maybe Dillard's, or sold somewhere out of the country, preferably London, because they really support plus size, then, you know, that's my vision for the clothing line. And as long as the clothing line is up and running and available, there will always be a Swim Thick Pool Party. So I definitely will plan on continuing, you know, the legacy of the brand.
And do you have anything else coming up we can be on the lookout for, or anything I forgot to mention?
Well, there are some great things in store for the Diva Curves brand. All I can tell you is I think Swim Thick Pool Party has outgrown Atlanta, so there is a possibility of it being in another state. Our state, shall I say, there are several people requesting Swim Thick Pool Party to tour, which I think is a lot, but I think it can be done. So, you know, do expect some changes with Swim Thick Pool Party, and also, you know, some maybe additions to the actual events associated with the brand that we're working on. So I'm really excited about that.
So are you looking for people to collaborate with?
I would love to collaborate with actually a few, you know, celebrities that are, you know, might not necessarily be models, but I would love for them to collaborate, you know, with my brand for a campaign release that I have on my wish list, and I can only pray that that happens soon or someday in the future.
All right. Well, you keep doing what you're doing, and you're definitely going to get there. So congrats on everything. You're doing your thing. Before you go, tell us your official websites and social media pages.
Sure. So my official website, you guys can get all of the information affiliated with the brand off of www.missdivacurves.com, and that is MissDivaCurves.com. And also, if you're looking to shop the collection with all of the designs, it is thedivacurves collection.com, thedivacurvescollection.com. And also, you can find all of the pages on my official Instagram, which is Miss Diva Curves. That's MissDivaKurves. That is the official Instagram of mine. And you will also see the pool party page, the calendar page, and the collection page, which is Diva Curves Collection, all in the bio where you can just click. It's a one-stop shop.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. I enjoyed talking with you and learning about your brand.
Yes.
This is the first time we've ever had to talk, so I enjoyed
you.
I know,
and thank you so much. It's definitely been a pleasure, you know, talking with you, speaking with you, and hopefully I get to see you at the pool party.
Well, I hope so. It's so much stuff going on in Atlanta. Y'all going to have to send me some plane tickets out there.
Yes, indeed. I definitely understand. We can definitely talk about that. So thank you so much.
Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Bye-bye. And thank you to my fabulous guest today. Make sure you check out her social media pages, her swimsuit collection, and the Swim Thick Pool Party coming up, hosted by Fat Man Scoop. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
Been listening to the Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.